Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us. Joining me today is Travis.
Not clunky.
Travis, how's it going today?
It's going all right, man. Nice to see you, Destin.
And how's Gamescom treating you? It's Gamescom's going great. And we have a guest, Lord Cognito. You were on Unlocked this week. And I was like, oh, man, we got to get you on Fireteam Chat. So here we go.
Awesome, awesome. Absolute pleasure to be here. One of my favorite Destiny casts, man. An absolute honor. The Fire Team Chat in the Realm, man. Couldn't have been happier.
Well, thank you again. You do your own Fire Team Chat sort of thing. Not Fire Team Chat thing, a Destiny show, though.
Yes.
Why don't you tell people about it?
Sure. It's The Last Word with my co-host, Ebontis. We do it every Friday and have kind of like a campfire feel, very intimate. We'll have a guest once in a while, but we like to deep dive on all the Destiny topics. And we've had a lot of people on the show. It's always been a lot of fun, man. And you really enjoy it.
Awesome. I'm very glad to have you today. So we're going to do the show a little bit differently today. I have been on Gamescom production all day. I did get to see the new trailer. So we're going to watch them back again, not with blaring audio like that one time that some dumb producer left the audio on. But we're gonna give them a watch again and just sort of react to them and pick them apart. So let's get started with the trailer that we saw. And then we have some actual footage later on that we'll be looking at of that was provided to media. So basically what we're seeing here, this is largely things that we've already been experiencing this current season, but man, they do not wait very long to get into the new stuff. Here we are, we're on Europa. And now I'm pausing it here because I got to ask you guys, does that look like a vendor or something? Like this looks like it's in engine, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it could be.
This is screaming in engine to me for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to be somebody that you go to regularly and talk to regularly and interact with. That was my immediate reaction. Travis, any thoughts for
me? Will we learn her name? That's my question. Will she forever be the stranger, or will we learn her name?
The question is, will she have actual time to explain?
That is also the question on everyone's mind.
Yeah, right. Really cool to just see her there. Looks in engine. That's excellent. And I hope we get to learn a little bit more about her. Let's get to the good stuff. We got some armor, and we got to look at the new powers here right now, starting off with Warlock with the Shade Binder, Fracture with Frost, and man, these powers look really cool.
Wow, super exciting.
Yeah, what did you guys think, Lord Cognito?
This is giving me the whole mage like fantasy. You know, as a warlock, you love this kind of stuff. And then it seems almost two part, right? You have a part where you actually do freezing and then almost a damage phase. So yeah, very impressed with the warlock, and obviously we're seeing the hunter as well. And stasis. Wow. It looks impressive.
I'm gonna keep it on the lock to start so we can go through them one at a time.
Sure. Yeah, the thing about the warlock is it kind of almost looks like a combination of Nova Warp and Nova Bomb, right? Like this is the Nova Warp right here, and then Nova Bomb's reverse. But it's kind of like two part, right? Like you have a thing you can throw from a distance, and then also like an AoE attack that seems pretty powerful. And then kind of ending the warlock segment, we see a grenade freeze a hunter out of its super. It was using gunslinger, and they're not able to do that anymore. And then snipe them at point blank range with the sniper. Which
also,
is
really
nice.
Quick, I want to point out, it almost looks like a new fallen enemy type, like a mini Insurrection Prime kind of going on, which seemed pretty cool in the PvE section.
There's like a mech of some kind or something.
And we're going to talk about Hunter in just a second, but I wanted to throw this question to you guys. So the fact that Hunter was popping a super and was frozen immediately, did that seem like a super ability freezing that character? Because we're going to get to the Hunter in just a second, and I'm really curious how these abilities and attacks are going to affect the PvP sandbox. And I really, really wanted to ask you guys about that. So let's pause reviewing the footage for a second. And I'll throw it to you, Lord Cognito. Seeing all of these abilities, how do you think they're going to impact PvP? Do you think it's going to be positive, or like, what was your reaction?
I'll be honest. I mean, when you see these things in a PvE setting, they look cool. They look awesome. You know, it completely sandbox changing. But when you see them in PvP, as the recipient, you worry. you almost say, okay, how's that going to feel if I get frozen? And then I have to deal with this. So I guess the main question I have, especially in the clip with the warlock, I guess freezing the hunter in Golden Gun, is the hunter already dead in that stasis? You know, what's the actual status going on here? So there's a lot of questions I have for PvP. And also, as we get on with the footage, you know, a lot of ice manipulating abilities, as you can see, ice manipulating abilities is just really interesting. Like, these are really sandbox changing abilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have to wonder, to your point, like, it seems like what Bungie is saying is once you're hit with that stasis, you're dead. But are you able to just immediately respawn, or are you just kind of frozen there and you got to wait till they shatter you? Like, I am very curious about how that's going to work. Travis, what would you imagine how they would handle that challenge?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to die if you get frozen. I think you have to get shattered. There might be some mechanic where maybe you tap A or something to get out of there, or you just wait a couple seconds. But in terms of the PvP balance, obviously that's going to be a question for me as a PvP main. I mean, that's my main question, right? Is like, how is this going to affect the Crucible? But I'm not so worried about it yet. I mean, there's no concepts, as far as I've seen, that are new, right? Taking away somebody's super with a grenade, Titans already have that, right? It's not a very good grenade, but it does exist in the game, and people have been the fun police in Crucible by throwing that grenade around quite a lot. And then also creating barriers, you know, that's another ability Titans have had, and now we're able to create them in a little bit more visually impacting way, but the main disadvantage is that you can't see through them like you can with the Titan shield. So I don't think there's any new concepts except for the freezing, which until I see how it works, I'm not too worried about it. But in my opinion, sandbox changes to PvP are probably what this game needs right now anyway. So if they break it a little bit, I'm kind of okay with that.
I am excited to see what happens. I'm always open to giving stuff a shot and then sort of doing the analysis after we get some hands-on time with it. But right now we're in the reactionary time. So we get to see it for the first time and go, oh, what's that going to do in PvP? How's that going to impact my gameplay and everything? And it's definitely a fun time. But also, I really was curious, like, man, people got to be curious how this is going to be PvP. There's the wall you were talking about if you're watching along with us right now. And yeah, they are frozen.
See, they got broken right there.
Yeah.
If you check, you can see that they're alive because you can see their shields burst when they kill them in the frozen state. So that says to me that they're not dead in that right. world.
Yeah, we're largely reacting to this live, so I'm going to go ahead and go over to the website here really quick, because maybe we can get some of the answers we're looking for. Let's just go through it. How does that sound? Cognito, did you have some thoughts before I do this?
No, it looks fine. I just also caught the Warlock scene. The Rift ability seemed to change as well. And almost had that same, you know, kind of thing that Travis mentioned, like a freezing effect. So it could be exactly what he said, almost like a two-part situation where the freezing maybe doesn't kill you, and then maybe the shatter and the burst ability for each class then actually kills you.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. And I want to know more about this stuff. I'm very, very curious. So here's what the website says. I'm just going to go through it. Cold, dark, and alluring, the power of stasis becomes beckons you. Command this new elemental power with brand new guardian subclasses. Control the fight, seize your enemies in an icy grip, and shatter them where they stand. So, again, we don't know. They talk about going beyond the light, going to Europa, utilizing stasis. Here we go. Here's where I saw. Here's the screenshot I saw. A frozen foe is a conquered foe. Control the battle by immobilizing enemies in solid stasis. So to me, Travis and Cognito, that says they're dead. Once they're frozen, they're dead, right?
I don't think so.
What you think, Travis? What you think?
I think it's more like they're saying, you know, you can control the field by freezing people in place and then kind of like doing whatever you want with them, right? Like it's kind of like a power play. But I don't think they're dead because wait till we get to Shatter. We'll see if you feel that way.
Okay, Shatter. A hail of icy razors erupts from broken stasis crystals. It's very small. Yeah. Damaging those unlucky enough to be near.
Hmm. So maybe that's the impact, is that when you break a crystal, it kind of damages people nearby.
But that's the lock, right? That's the warlock.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, so maybe Shatter's stasis field is one ability. Freeze is another. Do you think all characters have this? Did I miss? Like, this is command stasis. Rooted in darkness, wield the new elemental power of stasis to dominate the battlefield. And by the way, we're probably going to know all the answers to these questions next week once Reddit gets their hands on it and everything. Yeah. So thank you for watching and just being patient with us, because this is sort of like our live reaction to a lot of this info. So, yeah. Any thoughts on that before we scroll down a little bit and look at these crispy screenshots of the other characters.
This is amazing. Yeah. I mean, it is truly transformational how much, you know, classes and subclasses are changing. And this is I'll be honest, like I didn't expect this level of diversity, you know, come the expansion. And this is really exciting. You always cool to see Destiny kind of go through a metamorphosis as far as abilities and stuff like that. It almost, I mean, even further than when, you know, Sunbreaker Titans came out and Stormcaller, you know, Warlocks and stuff like that. It's always cool that September/November expansion when they really deep dive and change gameplay mechanics. So this is beyond it. This is really exciting.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I guess a question I have in terms of like acquiring these new subclasses, do you guys think it's going to be like in Destiny 2's main campaign where you, you know, reclaim your light like on the second or third mission or whatever it is, and you're using these throughout the campaign? Or do you think it'll be more like the Taken King or Forsaken, where the subclasses were more of like a side quest, something that you did either like along the way or at the end of the campaign and kind of got them later? Because these are being featured pretty heavily.
Good question. You were saying, Destin?
Yeah, so, I mean, you bring up a good point. We are going to learn more on September 1st about the Warlock, September 3rd about the Titan, and September 8th about the Hunter. But to answer the question you asked, Travis, I hope that it's more like Taken King, where you sort of had to, you know, experience a large chunk of the story and then unlock it. But I don't think it will be. I think they're going to give you access pretty early on so that you can start unlocking parts of it. If they decide to do that sort of unlocking mechanic like they have done in the past with the subclasses. Do you guys remember when we got like Blade Barrage and all that? Did they just give that to you? Or did earn it?
You had to get those seeds. And those seeds. One you got was from the first encounter of the raid in Forsaken. Mm-hmm. They were like end game content, basically. And so it was really cool when you were playing with a character who already had the subclass and they had this crazy power and you were like, whoa, like they've already, you know, they already unlocked that. That's nuts.
Oh yeah.
So I'm kind of hoping it'll be something like that, or maybe, you know, what they could do is like tease it out. Like maybe you just get your grenade and it's like your first taste of like this new subclass, you know, early in the campaign. And then you kind of unlock more and more until you get your super, you know, during the raid or something. I could see a lot of joy coming out of a format like that, where you kind of earn, you know, bits here and bits there of this new subclass.
Cognito, do you like that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind it. I mean, I think for me, you know, I am a fan of the lore of this stuff, and I would love to get some type of either cinematic backstory. Again, I remember when you were acquired, I believe it was Taken King, when you acquired, you know, being a Stormcaller, it was just the feeling of power that, you know, why are we acquiring the darkness? And these are these cool new powers and stuff like that. So I would love it selfishly. I mean, if they didn't, they kind of did what, you know, Travis alluded to, I would still be cool that way as well, only because I like the abilities kind of slowly being introduced and then you're building your power and then you get all this stuff. But if they gave it to me all at once, I wouldn't complain either.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Destin's probably right that they're just going to give it to us because it's like the core of like what they're selling this expansion on, right? Like every ad is like, look at these ice powers. And if you have to get them in the raid, the first encounter of the raid that like only, you know, 5% of the population does or whatever, there's just no way. I don't see that happening at all. So
I absolutely agree. I thought I would bring up the additional B-roll that just sort of gives us another showcase of the abilities and how they work and everything. I'm going to bring the audio up just a little bit. I'm going to risk it and see if we can, because this was cut like it was supposed to be B-roll for like a live show, right? So we get a look at some of the new locations we're going to go to. We're going to get a look at some of the new armor and such. And man, that Titan, let's just listen for a second. The sound designers are just too good at their jobs.
Yeah, this is phenomenal, man.
This is the Titan Behemoth we're watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so this is Titan Behemoth, and like for audio listeners.
Whew.
Yeah, so that was the Titan Behemoth. And then we got Warlock.
Oh, yeah. Bring down that staff. Let's go. I cannot wait to do this.
This is the hunter. This is the hunter we're hearing.
The hunter.
Nice.
Hunter is called the Revenant.
Yes.
Class.
And everybody knows what that sound is. That's somebody dying. Yeah. So really, really fun to get an expanded look. And that looks like Deepstone Crypt to me. Right?
Yes, that is. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so this actually shows a whole bunch of new aspects that elaborate upon what we saw in the earlier footage. And that man, I am just really, really excited. Out of all the powers, what do you think is going to be the most interesting to combat? So we talked sort of about stasis. What about the walls that the Titans are going to be able to build? To me, that was pretty interesting. Cognito, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, the wall is that has a whole new dimension. You know, obviously the height, the sheer scope of it, and then, you know, having that ability to lock down certain areas and things like that, even more so than the standard Titan barrier, that is interesting. You know, and just to jump ahead a little bit, you know, you have that, and then you see something like the hunter with almost creating platforming areas with their ability. That's something completely game changing. So yeah, those two in particular, it's exciting stuff. These are really, like I said, again, sandbox altering things in Destiny, and it's so cool to see. Like I didn't think they would go this, you know, crazy with it. Like this portion right here, like that is amazing to me. There's that huge space. And you see them create those ledges for platforming. It's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Travis?
Yeah, I think for me, the platform is like the biggest change, right? Like, because Titans have had walls for a while, but this is like an object you can jump on top of to get to like higher heights. And I'm really interested in like what the PvE implications of that, because Bungie's always had trouble with their players like staying within the confines of the maps that they build. And now it's just going to be like yet another layer of like, you know, people busting through levels and that sort of thing. So
yeah, Warlock really sky dancing across the map.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we see in one of the footage a hunter throwing a grenade like that too. So I think it might be just something that all the classes can do. But it seems like Titans definitely have more powers that do it. Like the Titans Behemoth Super, every time they pound, like a whole bunch of walls just pop out, which is pretty nuts. So really excited to see that in PvP and probably be annoyed by it, but...
We're in the romanticizing phase right now.
we can get a little bit more data on the icons in the lower left. So like, you know, you have your class ability still. He has double throwable blades there. That those are the ricochet ones, I believe. Yep, he just did it. And then does he actually end up using the one? Yeah, there he goes. So that's his grenade.
There it is. Yeah,
to build a wall. Yeah. Right. And then he has the ricochet blades. And here we go, a double combo. I'm wondering if you can change the type of grenade that you have. Like, you can have wall. So that's probably what we were seeing on the website before, right, guys? You have wall grenades. Yeah. You have the stasis grenades, and then you have freeze, maybe? I don't know. Possibly. I'm trying to piece it all together.
I think probably the sickle that was being thrown is like the hunter's melee, would be my guess. And then the grenades are maybe the walls for everybody. But yeah, I'm not sure. Interested to see like how the sandbox works. But yeah, like being able to create physical objects that alter the world in Destiny is like very weird and Fortnite-y, and I'm interested to see how it changes things.
Yeah. I think we've largely gone through everything. We talked about Hunter. We talked about Warlock. Is there anything else you guys wanted to cover about the reveal? Overall, I guess I have one final question, and I think this will be a pretty fun one to answer. Are you guys more excited now that you've seen this for what the game is going to offer? Did it not move the needle? Like, were you already in the red line for your excitement level? Did it push it past that, or did it soften it out? How are you feeling about Beyond Light now? Travis, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about it. I think the subclass, I mean, every time they tell me that there's a new subclass in Destiny, I'm never like, oh, well, what if it's not good? Like, they really nail their classes and the stuff you can do. But, you know, new subclasses, especially an entire new element, is always really, really exciting. And this is the first new element we've ever had. So, yeah, I'm excited for it and all that. You know, my main concern with this expansion is like, how much stuff is there going to be to do with the new subclasses, right? Like, is there going to be a lot of new content? Because we talked last week, only one strike, no new Crucible maps seems to be where we're at now. So you know, hopefully they're hiding some stuff from us, and there's like a whole, you know, a dreaming city situation that we discover in the back half of the expansion. But I don't know. I'm really excited, and this just makes me feel like at the very least, even if they don't add new Crucible maps, Crucible is definitely never going to be the same again. You know, like everybody's going to be rocking these.
Yeah. Cognito, did it move the needle for you? And bonus question for you, do you think it's going to move the needle for those people that are lapsed players, or those people that may not be as into Destiny as we are? Because we're pretty nerdy about it, let's be honest.
That is true. We represent the hardcore.
Yeah.
Absolutely moved the needle for me. Like Travis said, just to reiterate, when there's a new subclass and just deep diving, but it's the creativity. It's how far they're pushing the envelope. And I think that's what's exciting. We did a live stream when this came on, and I saw, you know, some players and our people, not gamers in our community, that don't play Destiny anymore. Maybe they went away from it. I seen their excitement, and they were like, man, I might have to get down with you, Cognito. Like, I might have to dust it off. And then you couple the fact with, you know, some most of our community are Xbox guys, and, you know, people forget, you know, this Beyond Light's in Game Pass. And that's that's a huge deal for people. You know, affectionately, I call it free 99 to get into the ecosystem, right? So, you know, all of this stuff, you know, like, again, the question remains, how long will we be invested? Obviously, we know about the content vault. We know what stuff's going away. And, you know, how much will they add to keep us, you know, invested for a long time? But we know we do have a raid, we know we have some story content, and it's looking like it's shaping up really nice, and we have some systematic reveals coming. So I think the hype train is starting to heat up, Destiny. We're like, you know, right at that cusp, and then we get every little week we get a little more, so we get a little bit more excited. So that's where I think we are.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've already seen examples of community or people who aren't like as versed saying, should I get back into Destiny right now? Should I be playing? So I think it definitely moved the needle for those people. The hype cycle is starting anew. You know, they're like, oh, am I going to miss out if I don't get in right now before the new season and everything? And that's good to see. It's nice to have new guardians that are expressing interest about getting into the game, so to speak, right?
Absolutely.
I will say this, for me personally, as I'm looking for the asset I need to switch to, for me personally, I'm already pretty excited. I want to see more about the narrative development of these characters, because all we've seen is the intro cutscene, and I'm like, okay, so it looks like you're showing new areas, you're showing the new powers, the new sound design, absolutely excellent. Skybox is gorgeous. I like, so there's tons of positive things to talk about, but I'm like, what is the story that you're planning to tell? And I mean, hey, if they wait until November 10th and just reveal it all at once, that's going to be great. I would just like to know, just a tease, just tease me a little bit. I like that. You know, I want to know just like a smidgen more about what we should expect from the storytelling. I don't know. Do you guys feel the same way or am I crazy?
No, well, I think that's a good point.
Hey, Travis, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think like, you know, that's kind of always the question on people's mind is like Destiny is, you know, it hasn't always succeeded at its narrative beats. And I think a lot of us are asking like how much content is here, like how big is the campaign going to be? How much are we going to have to do? And that's like really the big question on this. And the fact that they're focusing so much on the subclasses honestly makes me a little more nervous, because if they had more story stuff or more kind of PvE campaign material, maybe we'd be seeing more of that. But I hope I'm wrong. That's just kind of my fear right now with all this focus on subclasses, that really the only stuff they have are major sandbox changes, which, you know, are great, but content is king.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a valid concern. You know, the issue comes down to my biggest fear. I've talked this before, Woody Bonsis, was just that we had so many strikes going into the vault. And you look at it and from, you know, let's be real, you know, core activity, strikes, Crucible, Gambit, you know, when you have those, that amount of content being removed from the game, you know, that the what's remaining then becomes your daily grind. And we're not seeing as much told to us right now. It's being added to the game. So to your point, Travis, again, after the euphoria wears off, right, of these new abilities, is there going to be enough meat to really sustain us for a run? And then the other question I have is, because they're starting in November as opposed to the traditional September, how does the season cadence go now, right? That's going to be interesting. Do we still get three? Do we get two? You know, it's a very interesting question. The good thing is we know there's a raid. It's one of the coolest locales, you know, Deepstone Crypt. I believe this is where the Exos are made. So there's the potential for story is there. The question is narratively, is the campaign solid? You know, how many strikes we do get eventually over time? And then for me, I sympathize with you as a PvP guy, because, you know, we know the state of trials and things of that nature. You know,
yes, we do.
He's hurting. And as much as I love all this stuff, you know, I want to see that renewed commitment and anti-G and other things that they can really put in the game to really help the quality of life. So that, listen, I'm cautiously optimistic, but I do think they have knocked it out the park as far as hype level. Now let's just see if the actual meat is there.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. It's all about the story, does it all gel well together, or are we going to be on just another grind fest in a few months? Like, how quick are we going to burn through the new and get to the where we are right now in Destiny, right? Like, okay, I've done everything. I'm playing other games right now. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Correct. So that's what I'm curious about. But I will say, overall, I'm super optimistic after seeing these assets. I'm really, really excited to play with the new subclasses. And I think the subclasses alone are going to do a lot to sustain our interest in this sandbox for a substantial amount of time. And who knows what's coming over the next, you know, few expansions. We're just at part one of what we know is going to be a few years long worth of storytelling, right? So, yeah. Absolutely. Well, hey. It's a crazy week. Gamescom is happening. I have Gamescom production going on. So it's a little bit of a shorter episode, but I definitely wanted to have that reaction episode, catch it as early as I could. And Lord Cognito, thank you so much for making the time today. It's a little bit seat of our pants. I'm like, oh man, Brian's like wrapped up with Gamescom. Cognito was so great, and he's a huge Destiny fan. I want to get him on the show. Where can people watch your stuff if they want to see more from you?
Much appreciated. First of all, that's an absolute pleasure. Travis, awesome meeting you. You love the passion as well. Yeah, man, you already know at Lord Cognito on Twitter. I'm part of the Iron Lords podcast. Every Sunday's the Lord's Day, and that's Iron Lord Podcast on YouTube as well as Twitch, all your major platforms. And then again, for Destiny specific content, we do The Last Word with Ebontis. That's on Fridays, and it's on Twitch on his channel, as well as archived on my channel, Iron Law Podcast. But thank you so much for the call. I couldn't wait. I mean, I've been watching you for so long. You're a pioneer as far as keeping Destiny alive. Fireteam Chat, I mean, man, you guys have been doing it for so long and so well. So it's absolute honor and a privilege to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. That means a lot. I really appreciate you saying that. Travis, you got anything cool going on? You got anything you want to share before we sign off?
Yeah. You can follow me at TyGuyTravis, and you can see my face on the banner maybe someday.
You finally got me your headshot. That's right. The request is in. As soon as our artists have time, they're going to whip something up.
The headshot is shy. I respect it.
Yeah. You know what? Before we go, I did put together a mock for Travis.
Oh, please don't show this.
You don't? No? You sure?
No, go ahead.
Real quick, you guys. I'll show you the headshot. Let me ingest it here. All right, here we go. Get ready.
This is going to be the most embarrassing moment of my life.
We're finally going to be able to add you to the banner.
There we go.
Look out for that. But anyway, on that note, I don't think there's a better note we can end on. Thank you so much, Cognito and Travis, for joining me to do this little production. And until next time, everybody,
Guardians out.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.